A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus went home, and again such large crowds began to gather that they could not even have a meal. Then his relatives came to take him away, since people were saying, "He is out of his mind." And this is the Gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why do you think the people were saying Jesus was out of his mind? I wonder, was it because he must have been so tired and overstretched, exhausted, with all he had been doing, preaching and healing? Was his mind at breaking point in the way we often experience when we are overtired and exhausted? Today's text begins with Mark saying, "Jesus went home." Where was home? Did he return to his mother Mary, or to the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus? Or was he longing to return home to his heart, to the quiet and the solitude, where he could be more deeply in tune with his Father? And yet the people still came in such crowds, he could not even enjoy a meal. Recently I was sharing with a friend about our experience of ministering in the prison. And at one point she said to me, "You know, sometimes when I tell my friends what I am doing, they tell me I'm out of my mind." Well, she might be. I often know when I would be driving the 30-minute journey to the prison, I would be saying to myself, "What on earth am I doing? Why am I going there? I must be out of my mind." Yet on my way home, I would hear myself reflecting in my heart, "Well, I received more than I gave today." You see, the fact of the matter is that we do have to be out of our minds sometimes to do what we are called to do, to be who we are called to be. The call of Jesus is often an out-of-mind experience. Surely the disciples had to be out of their minds to let go of everything and embrace a new way of being to follow Jesus. In the Talmud we read, "Do not wear anything restrictive around the neck, lest you interfere with the journey from head to heart." Rabbis, do not wear ties. We know from our own spiritual journey that the journey from the mind to the heart is the longest journey of all. Meditation is another out-of-the-mind experience. Just begin trying to be still and being in your heart with no thoughts. Usually we spend most of meditation time letting go of the thoughts in our minds in order to become more aware of God's presence in our hearts. Recently I was companioning a woman on a retreat. Imagine my joy when at the close of the retreat she said, "You know, the grace of this time has been a shift from a head knowing of the indwelling Trinity to a heart experience of being in the Trinity." There it is, that journey from mind to heart, from one type of knowing to another experience of knowing. In his writings, St. Bernard distinguishes clearly between academic knowing of God in our minds and the wisdom that comes from faith experience in our hearts. This is the wisdom we need when we are called to be in our hearts, to take risks that, like Jesus, will often call us well beyond our comfort zone, to be out of our minds. So let us pray this day that we too can spend some quality time out of our minds and resting in our hearts with the indwelling Trinity. Have a lovely day. God bless.